In Wisconsin last year, 54 people 19 years and younger took their own lives. 9 of them were middle school students. That's actually consistent with previous years. In 2000, for example, 10 Wisconsin middle schoolers committed suicide. John Humphreys is the Department of Instruction school psychologist. He says money from a mental health block grant is funding a new suicide prevention toolkit for middle schools.
The toolkits include a video, materials for parents, teachers, and students, as well as screening materials so that schools can ask students if they're experiencing problems with depression and suicidal thinking.
Humphrey says after car accidents, suicide is the most common cause of death among adolescents and teenagers. The Badger State ranks 8th nationally for youth suicide, a troubling number given the state's strong academic system and quality of living. Humphrey says they've seen similarities between Wisconsin and other states with high suicide rates.
One of the things is a high rate of binge drinking among our young people. We also have a lot of firearms available to young people in our homes, and we struggle with stigma around mental illness. And after they get past that barrier of talking about children who might be suffering from suicidal thinking, getting high-quality psychiatric care is challenging in our state because we just don't have enough adolescent psychiatrists.
Humphrey says triggers for suicide can range from bad test scores to breaking up with a girlfriend or boyfriend. He says being aware of depressive states and limiting access to firearms or pills can help prevent a student from taking their life. The suicide prevention toolkits are due out by Christmas. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.